The democratic credentials of President Saakashvili, a U.S. educated lawyer, have been under scrutiny since he used riot police to crush protests last November. The opposition says he rigged both the presidential election in January and the parliamentary elections in May. But David Nikoradze, Washington correspondent for the independent Georgia Broadcasting Company, Rustavi II, says it won't be clear what really happened, at least until election monitors from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe issue their final report in a week or two. Mr. Nikoradze says he was not surprised that the ruling party won 120 of the 150 parliamentary seats.
The ruling party is still very popular in Georgia. The economic situation in Georgia is now much better. It was quite difficult during the last government, during Shevardnadze's period, and I wasn't surprised that National Movement took the first place in parliament and majority.
But VOA Moscow correspondent Peter Fedinsky notes that the international observers did not make a definitive judgment on the opposition's allegations of rigged elections. Still, leaders of the main opposition group say they will boycott the new parliament and have refused to take the 16 seats they won in last week's vote.
The opposition is very adamant. Some news agencies report 30,000, some as many as 50,000 people came out on the streets to protest the parliamentary election. So the opposition is crying foul. They want to flat out close down parliament.
Meanwhile, tensions have escalated between Georgia and Russia over the breakaway regions of Abkhazia and South Ossetia. At the end of the Soviet period and beginning of the period of Georgian independence, both regions rebelled against the central Georgian government and de facto became independent entities under the protection of the Russians. Since 1994, there has been a ceasefire. The ceasefire agreement permits Russian peacekeepers to enter Abkhazia and South Ossetia, but the presence of Russian troops in the two regions is a major source of tension between Moscow and Tbilisi. In late April, an unmanned Georgian reconnaissance plane was shot down over Abkhazia, further intensifying these tensions. UN investigators released a report Monday saying that radar records showed a military aircraft headed back into Russian airspace after the shootdown. Peter Fedinsky suggests that the current strain reflects a long-term regional pattern.
The same thing that motivates the Abkhazians in desire for independence motivates the Georgians. They, too, want independence from Russia. But the Russians have their own interests. There have been wars in the Caucasus for a couple centuries involving Russia and the indigenous peoples there, the Georgians, the South Ossetians, the Abkhazians, the Chechens, and each of them would like to have independence. But on the other hand, if you extend that throughout Russia, Russia would fracture because there is a lot of little independent-minded ethnic groups that constitute the Russian Federation.
Igor Zavalov, Washington bureau chief for RIA Novosti, Russian News and Information Agency, says that Russian-Georgian relations have hit a new low.
This is the most difficult relationship on the post-Soviet space, and it's getting worse. And this is difficult because this is not only about Abkhazia and South Ossetia themselves. It is as much about NATO, the United States, and Europe as about these breakaway regions. Georgia accuses Russia of not being neutral peacekeeper, but being on the side of breakaway regions.
Complicating the situation is the acrimonious relationship between President Saakashvili and former Russian President Vladimir Putin, now Prime Minister Putin, Igor Zavalov explains.
The relationship with President Saakashvili is so bad. Sometimes the Russian media, at least emotionally, seems to be on the side of the opposition. There is always hope the relations will get better when new leaders meet. But frankly, there is little hope that it will be the case this time. However, long-term, Georgian-Russian relationship is so bad, it is unsustainable.
VOA Moscow correspondent Peter Fedinsky says the Russian media are now reporting that President Saakashvili and newly elected Russian President Dmitry Medvedev will meet in St. Petersburg in early June. But whether they can begin ironing out some of their differences is uncertain. For International Press Club, I'm Judith.